Laudato Jesus Christus. Vatican and World News.
Today, Friday, August 15th, is the Solemnity of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And these are today's headlines. Pope Leo celebrates Mass for the Feast of the Assumption in Castel Gandolfo. The UN denounces an Israeli plan to increase settlements in the West Bank as contrary to international law. And ahead of talks between Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump, Russia continues air raids against Ukraine. In the Vatican, I'm Christopher Wells. On the Solemnity of the Assumption, the Holy Father celebrated Mass today at the Pontifical Parish of St. Thomas of Villanova in Castel Gandolfo. In his homily, Pope Leo reflected on the Blessed Mother's Magnificat and emphasized that today, though it isn't a Sunday, we nonetheless celebrate in another way the Paschal Mystery of Jesus, which changed the course of history. Pope Leo explained that in Mary we recognize our own history, that of the Church, immersed in the common lot of humanity. For by taking flesh in her, the Holy Father emphasized, the God of life and of freedom has conquered death. Deborah Kaslana-Lubov tells us more.
Mary's song, Magnificat, strengthens the hope of the humble, the hungry, the faithful servants of God. Pope Leo XIV offered this reflection during Mass for the Solemnity of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary in Castel Gandolfo.
In Maria di Nazareth, c'è la nostra storia.
In Mary of Nazareth, the Holy Father said, we recognize our own history, the history of the Church, immersed in the common lot of humanity. Recalling her yes, the Pope noted that yes still lives and resists death in the martyrs of our time, in witnesses of faith and justice, of gentleness and peace.
Nei martiri del nostro tempo, nei testimoni di fede e di giustizia.
He described the Assumption as a day that calls us to choose how and for whom we shall live.
Come e per chi vivere.
Reflecting on Mary's Magnificat, Pope Leo XIV said it anticipated the fruitfulness of her yes, which extends to the fruitfulness of the Church and of all humanity. Pope Leo XIV called all faithful to be converted by the witness of the Paschal women, apostles of the resurrection, like Mary and Elizabeth. And the Holy Father said, Mary is given to us as the sign that the resurrection of Jesus was no isolated event. I'm Deborah Kaslana-Lubov.
Following the Mass, during the Angelus prayer at Castel Gandolfo, Pope Leo encouraged the 3,000 people gathered in the square as pilgrims on the journey of life to turn their gaze to Mary, the Mother of God. As Kelsey Gussie reports, the Pope referred to the fathers of the Second Vatican Council to touch on the importance of the Solemnity of the Assumption.
Referencing the Vatican II document Lumen Gentium, Pope Leo highlighted that Mary shines as an icon of hope for her pilgrim children throughout the centuries.
Maria, che Cristo risorto ha portato con sé nella gloria in corpo e anima, risplende come icona di speranza per i suoi figli pellegrini nella storia.
The Pope then turned to Dante's famous poem, Paradiso, and the prayer recited in the last canto. It praises the Virgin as the living fountainhead of hope. Pope Leo described Mary as a symbol of hope, which ties into the theme of this Jubilee, Pilgrims of Hope. He stressed that pilgrims need a goal to guide their journey, a beautiful and attractive goal that guides their steps and revives them when they are tired, that always rekindles in their heart a desire and hope.
Il pellegrino ha bisogno della meta che oriente il suo viaggio, una meta bella, attraente, che guidi i suoi passi e lo rianimi quando è stanco.
The goal of this journey of life, the Pope reminded everyone, is God, and the human heart is drawn to the beauty of God. Just as it is a mystery that Jesus became man, died, and rose again, the Pope reflected on the mystery of Mary as the mother of the Son of God. He said it concerns a unique mystery of love, and thus of freedom. Both Jesus and Mary, he recalled, said yes to their call in life. Mary's entire life was a pilgrimage of hope with her son from birth to the heavenly homeland. It is for this reason, Pope Leo said, when we face difficult times as individuals, families, and communities, let us lift our gaze, let us look to her, our mother, and we will rediscover that hope does not disappoint. I'm Kelsey Gussie.
Immediately after the Angelus, Pope Leo entrusted the universal prayer to the intercession of the Blessed Virgin, while encouraging everyone to not lose hope. He warned against resigning ourselves to the dominance of conflict and weapons, and stressed that turning to God, we can find peace in our world, so wracked today with violence. And turning to world news, the United Nations said Friday that Israel's plan to establish a new settlement in the occupied West Bank violates international law and would undermine the prospects for a two-state solution. With the latest from the Holy Land, here's Nathan Morley.
The Israeli finance minister presented the plan on Thursday. It would effectively divide the West Bank and isolate East Jerusalem from other Palestinian areas. UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric said it would end prospects for a two-state solution. He said the settlements violated international law and further consolidated the occupation. The United Kingdom and European Union also criticized the plan. The UK Foreign Secretary David Lammy said in a statement that the settlement plans would divide a future Palestinian state in two and constitute a clear violation of international law. Separately, the Israeli military said Friday it had killed a Hamas commander in the Gaza Strip. The Israeli Defense Forces said Nasser Musa, who was described as the head of Hamas's military control department in the Rafah Brigade, was killed in an August 9th airstrike. The claim was posted on the IDF's Telegram channel. Hamas has made no comments so far. Meanwhile, the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, the GHF, a food distribution mechanism backed by the United States and Israel, is a deadly tool of control and weaponizes starvation in Gaza. That's according to 108 non-governmental organizations who issued a joint statement on Thursday. The statement noted that since March the 2nd, most major international NGOs have been unable to deliver a single truck of life-saving supplies due to Israel's limit on humanitarian aid entering Gaza. And in July alone, over 60 requests from dozens of NGOs were denied under Israel's justification that they were not authorized to deliver aid. The statement came as Gaza-based health authorities reported on Thursday four more deaths from famine and malnutrition, bringing the total number of hunger-related deaths to 239. That includes 106 children. For Vatican Radio, this is Nathan Morley reporting.
Elsewhere, Kiev says Russia pounded Ukraine overnight with two ballistic missiles and nearly 100 drones, while Moscow claims it downed 53 Ukrainian drones over its territory. The strikes come as the U.S. state of Alaska readies for today's summit between President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin. Regional correspondent Stefan Boss has the latest.
Surrounded by reporters, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov arrived at the venue in Anchorage, Alaska, wearing a sweater marked CCCP, a nod to the former Soviet Union, which once included both Russia and Ukraine. He told Russian television his delegation came with a clear and understandable position. Lavrov spoke after Russian state media reported Russia's President Vladimir Putin made a stop in eastern Russia before flying to Alaska, rejecting calls for a ceasefire in Ukraine. Moscow is still demanding full control of four annexed regions, a withdrawal of Kiev's forces, no membership of the NATO military alliance for Ukraine, and the lifting of Western sanctions. But Putin also praised U.S. President Donald J. Trump for his efforts to strike a deal. The current American administration is making, in my opinion, quite energetic and sincere efforts to stop the hostilities, stop the crisis, and reach agreements that are of interest to all parties involved in this conflict, he says. The Kremlin leader has hinted that Friday's talks could also open the door to a nuclear arms control deal with Washington. From the U.S. side, President Trump told Fox News Radio the Alaska meeting is just the first step.
It's like a chess game. This meeting sets up the second meeting. But there is a 25% chance that this meeting will not be a successful meeting, in which case I will run the country and we have made America great again.
Trump has pledged to push for a ceasefire, while Ukraine insists no peace deal can happen without Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the table. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.
And returning to church news, Pope Leo has sent a message to participants in the Church in Peru's Social Week, which brings together Catholics to dialogue in search of responses to the country's complex social issues. In his message, the Pope recalled the love the saints bore for the image of God in all people and urged those who work for social justice to avoid turning to violence or sinning against charity. Devin Watkins tells us more.
Pope Leo XIV sent a message to participants in Peru's Social Week, which was read out in Spanish on Thursday evening. The Pope recalled that his own pastoral ministry has been marked by the church in Peru, noting that God's providence has always accompanied Peruvians. He pointed to several saints tied to the Latin American nation and highlighted their unique examples of care for social justice. Pope Leo recalled Pope St. Paul VI's words at the canonization of St. John Macias, who loved people because he saw in them the image of God. "We must not depart from the gospel," he said, "nor break the law of charity in order to seek, by way of violence, a greater justice." With his predecessor, Pope Leo invited those who work for social justice to transform people from within, along with their social structures, so that they may become more just and more human. Turning to the 16th century St. Turibius of Mongrovejo, the Pope praised the Spanish-born bishop's vast expansion of the church in Peru. "The Peruvian lands," he said, "saw his serene face and his recollected devout demeanor, which clearly showed that his strength came from an intense prayer and union with God." Pope Leo XIV then reflected on the contemporary situation of Peru, which he said faces multiple challenges regarding economics, politics, and culture. "The pain," he said, "caused by the injustice and exclusion suffered by so many of our brothers and sisters urges all the baptized to give a response which, as church, must correspond to the signs of the times from the very heart of the gospel." The Pope upheld the saints as models for our own times, which call each person to build a better future. "All the church's social action," he said, "must proclaim the gospel of Christ in such a way that, without neglecting what is immediate, we always keep awareness of the proper and ultimate direction of our service." In conclusion, Pope Leo urged the church in Peru to express its love for God by sharing both material bread and the bread of the Word of God with others, so that their hearts may be awakened with hunger for the bread of heaven, which, he said, only the church can give. I'm Devin Watkins.
And that brings us just about to the end of this edition of Vatican and World News. For more on these and other stories, we invite you to visit our website at www.vaticannews.va, as well as our Facebook, X, and Instagram accounts. Many thanks today go to our producers and sound engineers in studio in the Vatican. I'm Christopher Wells.